Legendary rock and soul singer Tina Turner has died at the age of 83. Known as the Queen of Rock and Roll, Turner produced a string of albums with her ex-husband Ike Turner, whom she divorced in 1978 after an abusive relationship. She went on to stage a hugely successful solo career in the 1980s. NPR's Eric Deggans is here to help us remember her life and her career. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Eric, how are you thinking about this moment as we hear the legendary, the iconic Tina Turner has died? I have to say, Simply the Best was the liberation anthem of my childhood.
Of course. And she delivered the anthems for so many people. And this is an artist whose career, you know, started with the dawn of rock and roll in the 1950s and exploded in the 80s and 90s with hits like What's Love Got to Do With It? It's Simply the Best and You Better Be Good to Me. And, you know, she's got a star on the Walk of Fame. She was voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice. The first woman to appear on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, I believe, or the first black woman to appear on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, I believe. And on top of all of that, she's got this incredible story of transcending this abusive relationship that she had with Ike Turner, leaving him in the 70s and building an even bigger career on her own, finding love with a new guy that she was with for decades. He even donated a kidney. And the one thing that I worry about is that her fans may not have been aware that she had health problems in her later years, because, you know, she kept that kind of on the down low. And so people may be surprised to hear that she passed away, but she, you know, she did in the past have a stroke and other health problems, including a kidney transplant.
Yeah. And in addition to everything, she was a fierce and powerful Buddhist. And some say that gave her the courage to leave her abusive husband, Ike, as you referenced. Tell me, though, how did Ike and Tina Turner change the face of American soul and R&B during the time they were together?
Well, you know, Ike Turner is credited with writing a song, Rocket 88, that's considered one of the first rock and roll songs ever. And his skill as a band leader combined with her vocals, you know, she was a fan who used to come see his band play, and eventually he got her on stage to sing. And she had this very powerful voice that was rooted in soul, but could cut through an R&B band or a rock and roll band. And even when she was with Ike Turner, she worked with legendary producer Phil Spector, and the world got to see that her voice could power pop tunes in addition to R&B songs. And so by the time they were all over, you know, television in the world with songs like their cover of Proud Mary, people realized that this was a really potent and powerful performing duo.
Yeah, and her legacy, I think you would agree, Eric, would also be one as someone who stood up for women. She was one of the first to speak out about domestic abuse, and she was celebrated for it.
Yeah, you know, those stories were told in a magazine interview that she did, and also a book that she put out in the mid-80s. And she was actually hoping to just put the story out there so that people would know why she left Ike Turner and would know what she had been through. And she wound up having to tell this story over and over again that almost gave her PTSD. It was very hard for her to talk about that time.
Well, Tina Turner has died at the age of 83. Eric Deggans, thank you.